Welcome back. In 92, Carmen released the album Yo Kids, and from that album came a song which hit number one on the Christian Adult Contemporary charts titled Somewhere Within the Heart, a duet with Cindy Morgan. He elaborates on that song.
Word Records wanted to do a record just for kids, and so they put me with a bunch of different songwriters and new producers that really had a feel for, you know, the kids market. And so I wrote a song, I wrote it with Michael Anthony Taylor, who I wrote Who's in the House With. And, you know, with him, sometimes he writes a song and then you tweak it, you know, so a custom fit to you. I'm trying to remember where that hook came from. He probably wrote the hook. He's just one of those guys, just has an innate knack for knowing just a great hook. He probably just came and sang it, and me and some other guy, we built stuff around it. And it was like, wow, this is a really good song. I wonder if this could be like a something on radio. But I think we might need to do it as a duet, because I wasn't getting much radio airplay at the time. And Cindy Morgan was this great singer, and she was available, and she was in Nashville at the time. And I knew she was a great singer, so we asked her to come up, and she just sang it in one afternoon.
In February of 2013, Carmen was diagnosed with myeloma, and then a year later was cancer-free. Carmen shares what was going on through that process.
When anyone comes out of chemotherapy, at least when they get out of chemotherapy, they're cancer-free. The issue is for how long. That's always the issue. It's like chasing a bunch of bad guys out of your house. Your house is crime-free, but for how long, until they come back. So I was diagnosed in February of 13. And I did about 6 months. I tried to do a holistic approach and eating and diet and trying to reverse everything, and it didn't work. Then I had to go into, you know, chemotherapy treatment. Did that for like 8 months. It seemed like it worked pretty well. As far as I know, all the traces are gone. There's always some elements of some components that, when put together, comprise the cancer. And so the doctors are in the process of keeping those elements away from each other. You know, like two kids that cause trouble when they're sitting together, we make sure that those components don't sit together. And it kind of resurrected the touring ministry, because we did a fundraiser for a record, because people wanted me to do a new record, and or just something. I mean, it was almost like rekindling some lost friends, which I did not expect that at all. It was totally, totally, totally unexpected. You know, we did the record, and I had to record most of the record while I was in chemotherapy, because I just didn't have the time. So I did a good majority of the record while I was in chemotherapy. Did all the music videos that we do in concert for the screens. We did all those while I was in chemotherapy. You know, just whenever I would have a lucid moment, I'd call up the video guy, say, well, let's try something. Let's work on it. And now I'm, you know, kind of back at it again. So I'm in a recovery process.
Here's a song fitting to tell the devil to defeat sickness. Satan, bite the dust. Carmen on Streets of Gold.
Party's over. Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion, thief, and rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ. Satan, bite the dust. Every one of you unclean spirits, I'm running you out of town. Depression, strife, disease, and fear, your posse's going down.
Oh, that's dinner for the dog, Batman. We sent him over the box.
But I know who I am through Jesus Christ, so I talk to you demons like dogs. Satan, you coward, you molester of souls, I command you to appear. You're hiding from the presence of God, but I can feel your fear from here.
You ran on my keyboard long enough, you got something in your craw.
A praying church wants you to know.
Know what?
Your kingdom's gonna fall.
There's gonna be trouble here tonight.
Cause I represent a whole new breed of Christian of today. And I'm authorized and deputized to blow you clean away. To deliver from one who's true and just. We'll spit in your eye, you father of lies, Satan. Bite the dust.
Boy, you're gonna take me on and my unholy herd.
Not only take you on, but take you out by the Spirit and the Word. One by one, you'll drop like flies underfoot and in the ground. Because greater is he who is in me than the snake I'm staring down. You demon of alcoholism, you'll be the first to go. There's deliverance from you through Jesus Christ, so hit the road. You spirit of infirmity, you ain't welcome here no more. We lay hands on the sick and they recover, so out the door. You demon of false religion, you've preyed on minds so simple. I bind the spirit of your song, so now come on! Play that in your temple. Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm gonna hit you where it hurts. Cause I'm tired of you and my family. And I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own, I'm bought with a price. I'm a Holy Ghost-filled man. And I'm tolling the bell of your eternal destruction across the land. Cause I represent a whole new breed of Christian of today. And I'm authorized and deputized to blow you clean away. I got a weapon with two bullets that overcome all sin and crud. One bullet is called the word of my testimony, and the other one's called the blood. Satan, bite the dust. Bite the dust. Well, how do you feel about that, devil?
I'm a feeling mighty low.
Good.
Well, silver!
Hi, this is Carmen, and you're listening to Streets of Gold.
I believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, His only Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, distinct yet three in one. I believe there is forgiveness for everything we've done. That is why all the more I will serve Him. I believe the Son of God was crucified upon a tree, laid within a borrowed tomb, not far from Calvary. I believe He rose up from the dead, alive for all to see. That is why all the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision, I have staked my claim, I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I believe you must be born again. John 3:16 is true. The old life can be washed away, everything made new. I believe the love of God can somehow find its way to you. That is why all the more I will serve Him. And I have made my decision, I have staked my claim, I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
From his album, The Standard, Carmen and Serve the Lord on Streets of Gold. So what's Carmen doing these days?
Well, the thing that keeps me active is trying to stay up to date with this tour. Because after 8 months of chemo and just literally 6 weeks out of treatment, it was a challenge to stay focused and stay healthy and have enough energy to do a tour. So this is what I do best. This is what I know how to do best. And it's been 14 years since I toured, so I'm enjoying it again. I'm enjoying traveling and, you know, being with the guys on the road and having people to work with and a crew. You know, it's not as big a crew as we used to have, but it's enough that I can handle at this stage. So I'm enjoying touring, and you know, if things go well, maybe we'll get to record again. Who knows?
Here is one more song from Carmen, a powerful message in this one, America Again, on Streets of Gold.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay, names synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since "Give me liberty or give me death," Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead, you need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future and our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say, we need God in America again.
Abe Lincoln said, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that Word protects. America is now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day a new Holocaust of 5,000 unborn die, while pornography floods our streets like open sewers. America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vex us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's the sign that judgment of God is gonna fall. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim, that it's time to sound the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again. America, to stand up and proclaim that one nation under God is our demand, and send this evil lifestyle back to Satan where it came from, and let the Word of God revive our dying land. For Jesus Christ is coming back again in all His glory, and every eye shall see Him on that day. That's why a new anointing of God's power is coming on us to boldly tell the world you must be saved. Because astrology won't save you, your horoscope won't save you. The Bible says these things are all a farce. If you're born again, you don't need to look to the stars for your answers, because you can look to the very one who made those stars. History tells us time and time again, to live like there's no God makes you a fool. If you want to see kids live right, stop handing out condoms and start handing out the Word of God in schools. The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say we need God in America again. I know the only hope
hope for America is Jesus. We see more and more of that happening every day. Carmen on Streets of Gold. And please continue to keep Carmen in your prayers regarding his health. I'm Larry Wayne with a block of songs from the 90s coming up next.